Week 1, Wednesday, Lauds. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. He said he would wipe every tear away. But how can he undo what has been done? The dawn undoes the night, true. Still, the sun replaces, not erases, dark. Its sway still haunts us from the past, and though it's day, the night's right there, still part of us. What one of us would not give everything to run from harm we've done to others? That will stay. The act will stay, the harm will not. You see, redemption does not mean erasure, but a transformation. Think of when he rose. His wounds were glowing jewels, which he chose to show us how he tears a tear, and what our feeble evil will turn out to be. Master, it is in your illumination that we see light. Psalm 36. Sin is like a prophet speaking in a man's heart, to a person with no fear of God before his eyes. What faces his eyes is self-flattery when he sees his corruption and hatred. All the words from his mouth are depravity and deceit, because he has gone beyond wisdom and goodness. What he dreams in his bed are immoral schemes, and he sets his feet upon the path to do wrong, without any hatred of evil. But your mercy, Yahweh, is high as the sky. Your loyalty reaches to the clouds. Your virtue is like the mighty mountains, and your orders like the depths of the sea. Yahweh, you give protection to both man and beast. How priceless your love, Yahweh. And that is why the human race has put its trust beneath the shade of your wings. They find all their satisfaction in the riches of your house, and their drink is the stream of your being with them. Because being with you is the source and spring of life, and in your illumination we see light. Please keep loving those who know you and preserving the rights of those whose hearts are virtuous. Please do not let arrogant feet stomp me down or evil hands drive me away. There, those good-for-nothings have fallen. He struck them down and they will never get up. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, you have showered blessings on your land. You have forgiven the sins of your people. My God, you are great and glorious. We stand in awe of your power. Song, Judith 16, 2-3, 13-15. Tune the instruments. We will have a song to God with tambourines. We will sing to Yahweh to the clash of cymbals, singing to him a brand new song to praise and glorify his name. I am singing a new hymn to my God. Yahweh, you are great and you are glorious, amazing in your power beyond everything. Every creature of yours should be your slave, because you simply spoke and they were made. You breathed your breath and they came into being. No one can resist anything you say. You shook the bases of the mountains and the depths of the sea. Rocks melt like wax when you simply look at them. But to those who hold you in awe, you show nothing but kindness. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. My God, you are great and glorious. We stand in awe of your power. Leap for joy in God's presence as you sing your hymns of praise. Psalm 47. A round of applause from every people, a triumphant shout to God, because God is supreme, awesome, the mighty King of all the earth. He subjects other peoples to us and puts the other nations under our feet. He picks out our inheritance and gives his glory to his friend Jacob. God rises through the uproar. Yahweh ascends to the blare of trumpets. Sing praise to God, sing praise. Sing praise to our King, sing praise. Because God is the King over all the earth, sing praise that shows your understanding. Yes, God is King over every nation, seated up there on his holy throne. And all the heads of state assemble with the people of the God of Abraham, because the shield of all the earth is God's, and He is over everything. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Leap for joy in God's presence as you sing your hymns of praise. Reading, Tobit 4, 15, 16, 18, and 19. Do not do to anyone else what you dislike. Give some of your bread to the hungry, and some of your clothing to the naked. Ask for advice from every wise man, and at every opportunity praise God Yahweh, and ask Him to make your path straight, and all your projects and plans succeed. Please attract my heart to do your will, my God. Please attract my heart to do your will, my God. Please make my steps run along the path to do your will, my God. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please attract my heart to do your will, my God. Please show us your mercy, Master, and remember your sacred treaty. The Benedictus. Praises to the God of Israel, because He has turned His eyes toward His people and set them free, and to rescue us has fashioned for our head a horn in the house of His servant David, just as He promised through the mouth of His holy prophets in olden times, bringing rescue from our enemies and escape from the hands of everyone who hates us, a work of kindness to our fathers, recalling His sacred treaty, the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to grant us freedom from the clutches of our enemies, to worship Him without fear in holiness and virtue every day of our lives. And you, my child, will be called the prophet of God supreme. You will precede His coming to prepare the roads for the Master, to make His people aware of their liberation as their sins are removed from them, because of the tender kindness of our God, by the new dawn from heaven that will rise on us to shine on those who live in darkness and the shadow of death, and to place our feet upon the path of peace. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Please show us your mercy, Master, and remember your sacred treaty. Let us thank our Prince and give Him constant praises, because He makes us sacred and calls us His brothers. Master, please help your brothers and sisters grow in holiness. I dedicate today to the honor of your resurrection with the purest intention I can muster. May I make the whole day pleasing to you by holy deeds. Master, please help your brothers and sisters grow in holiness. As a sign of your love, you make each day new, so that we will be well and happy. Please make us new also for your glory. Master, please help your brothers and sisters grow in holiness. Please teach us all today to recognize your presence in every human being, especially the poor and suffering. Master, please help your brothers and sisters grow in holiness. Please bestow on us the gift of living in peace with everyone, never paying back harm with harm. Master, please help your brothers and sisters grow in holiness. Please bestow on me the favor I specially ask you today. Master, please help your brothers and sisters grow in holiness. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please do not lead us into trouble. Keep us from harm. Amen. Dear God, our Savior, please listen to our morning prayer and help us to follow the light and live the truth, because we have been born again in you as children of light. And so please help us to be witnesses to this throughout the world. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send His blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.